我们今天继续来看提摩太前书第一章。
Today we will continue our study in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
过去两个星期我们讲到这个在以弗所的时候有一些假师傅的问题。
During the past couple of opportunities, we talked about that at the church of Ephesus, there was an issue with false teachers.
这个是第三次我们要讲这个题目。
And this is the third time that we have talked about this topic.
我希望弟兄姊妹们没有觉得很厌烦。
I hope brothers and sisters do not feel bored about this subject.
我讲也就觉得讲得有点厌烦。
I myself feel a little bit bored on this subject.
但这是一个很重要的一个问题。
However, this is a very important subject that we need to look at.
以弗所是当初这个初期的教会里的很强的一个教会。
The church at Ephesus was one of the stronger churches during the early church days.
在启示录那里讲到这个以弗所他们的信心很纯正的。
In the book of Revelations, it is mentioned to us that the faith of this church was strong.
但是他们也不能够避免有假师傅渗透进入他们中间。
But yet at the same time, they were not able to keep the false teachers from coming within.
那么今天这个教会就更加的有很多不纯正的一种神话语的教导。
And so that is why even in today's churches, it is unpreventable that there are false teachings that become more and more prevalent within the church.
在一个纯正的教会里面，我们听到很多神的话。
In a God-fearing church, we hear God's word.
在现在的时髦的教会里面，我们所听到的大部分都是人的话。
In a lot of modern churches that we see today, a lot of the messages are man-based.
有很多都是从心理学来的。
A lot of them comes from psychology.
所以听起来大家觉得很舒服。
So as you hear these messages, it's very pleasing to the ear.
似乎很入骨。
It seems to be very applicable.
事实上，那些不知不觉的就把我们的思想从神的身上吸引离开。
But unfortunately, after some time, these messages causes our sights our focus to be taken away from God, but rather and toward men.
那我们到教会来到底为了什么？
What is the purpose that we are here today at church?
我们是要听神的话。
We're here to listen to the word of God.
我们要在主里面弟兄姊妹们之间有交通。
We are here so that we can have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
若是我们来教会还是听人的话，甚至于听那些时髦的、不纯正的，那些吸引我们离开神的话，那么我们何必到教会来
？If the purpose of coming to church is to hear men's thoughts, men's philosophies, things that we want to learn, then what is the purpose of coming to this church？
很简单的讲，一个只传人的话、不说神的话的教会是亏欠了教会的弟兄姊妹。
A church that preaches man's philosophy rather than God's truth is taking away or is cheating the members of the church.
因此上，虽然我觉得几次讲这个题目好像有点厌倦。
So even though I feel that I've become repetitive talking about this topic,
但是我同时心里面觉得不能不讲。
But at the same time, I feel this is a subject that we need to continue to discuss.
我们希望神能够让我们今天把该讲的讲完。
May God be able to give us enough time that we will be able to finish what we are going to talk about.
请我们翻到提摩太前书第一章，我要从第七节读到第十一节。
Brothers and sisters, may we open up to 1 Timothy chapter 1. As I will be reading from verse 7 through verse 11.
对不起，从第六节到十一节。
Actually, it'd be verse 6 through verse 11.
有人偏离这些，反去讲虚胡的话，想要做教法师， 却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用得合宜，因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不服的、不虔诚和犯罪的、不圣洁和念世俗的、弑父母和杀人的、行淫和青蓝色的、抢人口和说谎话的、并起假誓的，或是为别样敌正道的事设立的。这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 to verse 11. Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk. They want to know teachers, they want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and the rebels, the ungodly and the sinful, the unholy and the irreligious, and for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for adulterers and perverts, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which he entrusted to me. Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你给我们这些教导。
Lord, we thank you for your own teachings.
让我们虚心的领受。
May we humble ourselves to accept them.
让我们知道这是我们该知道的一些知识。
So that we know that this is the truth that you desire us to know.
该实行在我们生活里面的。
That it should also be practiced within our lives.
听我们的祷告。
Lord, please hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
We'll pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
第六节是讲到假师傅们，他们偏离了这些。
In verse 6, it talks about the false teachers wandering away from these things.
这些就是上面所讲的这些。
And what these are is referring to the verse that was prior to this.
特别指的第五节那里讲的爱心的事情。
Especially referring to verse 5, which talks about the subject of love.
这些人偏离了爱，讲说的都是不造就人的一些空话。
So what we can say in verse 6 is some has wandered away from love and has turned to meaningless talk.
为什么讲这些人讲的是空话，偏离了爱？
Why is it that these false teachers are speaking meaningless talk and they have left love?
那么第七节就说明了这些假师傅他们在教会里讲这些话的动机是什么。
In verse 7, it talks about the motives behind these false teachers.
他们的动机是要做教法师。
The purpose is so that they can become teachers of the law.
就是他们想教导弟兄姊妹们律法是什么意思。
They want to teach brothers and sisters what is the true meaning behind the laws.
因为律法是神给的。
For the law was given by God.
那我们假如要明白神是什么样子的一位神，他在我们身上的教会里面的心意如何，我们必须要明白他的律法。
If we want to know what God's desire is for the church, what God's desire is for every one of us, we need to understand what the law is.
因此上，一个传道人应该在教会里头要说明神的律法的意义。
So that is why a minister of God's word must be able to clearly explain the laws of God.
所以这些假师傅他们就要来解释什么是神的律法。
So these false teachers want to be able to explain what is the meaning behind these laws.
可是他们自己并不明白所讲说的、所论定的是什么。
But at the same time, they do not know what they are talking about.
因为他们的用意不是出于爱心。
Because their motive was not out of love.
他讲的时候不是为了你们的好处讲的。
When they speak, it is not for your benefit.
因为他自己讲这些话的用意是为着虚荣跟利益。
The purpose or the motive behind it is for self-edification, for self-propagation.
这些人就好像犹太的拉比们一样。
And these are like the Jewish rabbis.
我们来看看犹太人的拉比为什么这些人啊，这个不讲神的话。
Let's look in some texts and see why the Jewish rabbis do not speak the truth.
拉比们应该是做百姓的师傅的。
They are supposed to be the teachers to the people.
我们现在看马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 through verse 7.
这里很明显不需要详细的解释。说那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论，说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上。摩西是这个神的仆人，他是教导神的啊，这个这个律法的。第三节，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣上的穗子做长了，喜爱筵席上的首座，会堂里的高位，又喜爱人在街市上问他安，称呼他拉比，拉比就是夫子或者说老师。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 through verse 7, it's kind of self-explanatory. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Who is Moses? Moses is a servant of God. So you must obey them and do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders. But they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplace and to have men call them rabbi. And rabbi means teacher.
我们应该看到很多教会里的传道人讲道的时候一定要穿一个长袍的。
Oftentimes, when we go to some churches, we will see that the minister of God wears these long garments.
而且旁边要有很这个显明的啊，有颜色的这个肩带。
And they have like a robe that goes over them that seems to be extremely long, extremely wide.
有些这个还挂一个大的十字架。
Some even wear on like a big necklace with the cross on it.
他们就要让你们知道我是高人一等的。
What they are trying to portray themselves is that they are a little bit more superior than you.
那么这些人都是讲律法的。
All these are teachers of the law.
那么在教会里头，他们也使用律法。
And within the church, they utilize the law.
但是自己却不懂律法。
But they themselves do not understand the meaning of the law.
他们也不能了解律法。
Therefore, they cannot truly understand what the laws were intended for.
那在哥林多前书有一节圣经说明了为什么这些人不能够了解律法。
In 1 Corinthians, there's a passage that tells us why these false teachers will not be able to understand the meaning of the law.
我们看哥林多前书第二章第十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
这里告诉我们一个属灵的真理。
Here it gives us a spiritual truth.
然而，受血气的人不领会神灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The man without the Spirit, or the man of flesh, does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him and cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned.
你不在神的灵的里面，你不能够明白 灵里面的话。
If you are without the Spirit, you cannot understand the spiritual truth.
神的话语是属灵的话语。
God's word is spiritual word.
因此上我常常提醒弟兄姊妹们，你若是不认识耶稣，你都不懂这本圣经。
That's why I remind brothers and sisters as well as friends that if you do not know Jesus, you will not be able to understand the scripture.
我相信我们中间有人听了心里面不服。
And I'm sure there's people among us that do not accept what I just said.
很多人讲这个讲道的这个太过于自大。
And some might say that I am too arrogant.
啊，好像他的学问呢高过于所有的人。
As if his understanding of the Bible is above all.
弟兄姊妹。讲道的人并不是知识比听到的人更多。
The person that preaches the word of God doesn't mean that he has more knowledge than the person that is hearing the word of God.
讲道的人是因为他在灵里面他了解属灵的事情。
A preacher of God, one that preaches God's word, has a better understanding of the spiritual truth.
他对圣经的了解，对圣经的看法，跟不属灵的人是完全不同的。
Their understanding of scripture is completely different from those that do not have the spirit.
假如说是你讲，我都觉得没有这样子的一个啊差别。
Some of you might say that I don't think that there's this kind of difference.
假如是这样子，因为你根本没有属灵。
And it's probably, you're saying that probably because you do not have the spirit within you.
假如你是真正属灵的。
If you are truly spiritual.
就是你是个得救的人。
That means that you are one that has been saved.
你听到神这里所讲的话，你心里就说 Amen.
When you read God's word, within your heart you say Amen.
的确，我信的时候，对这个圣经的确有不同的看法。
When I first became a believer, I had a different understanding of what the scripture was.
所以圣经在这里明讲，你若不在灵的里面，你若是不信，你就不能够了解属灵的事。
And that is why scripture here clearly says that if you are without the spirit, or if you do not believe, then you will not be able to understand.
神的律法是属灵的事。
God's law is one that pertains to the spirit.
你不信主耶稣，你就不能够了解神的话。
If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, then you will not be able to believe in God's word.
因此上，这些假师傅，他们自己不了解律法，他们误解律法，他们误用律法。
So these false teachers do not understand scripture. They misuse scripture.
他讲解律法是为了让人可以得救。
They speak of the truth so that people will be saved.
但是圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神把律法赐给人，不是要人家来照着律法来得救。
But scripture clearly tells us that God himself gave us the law, not so that men can become, will be saved because of our obedience to the law.
今天许多人读圣经，把这本圣经看成是一个律法规条的一本书。
A lot of people look at the scripture, look at the Bible as if it is a manual of how to live a righteous life.
哦，你不能够做这个，你必须要做那个。
You can do this, you can't do that.
弟兄姊妹，这些这个宣教师啊，这些这个啊教师啊，这些假师傅们，他们都懂得这些。
Dear brothers and sisters, these teachers understand this.
但是他们不了解神为什么要给这个律法。
But they do not understand why God gave man the law.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And so this is something that is very important.
我们对律法的看法就影响我们是否真正的是一个得救的人。
Our understanding what the law is or the reason behind the law will indicate whether or not we are truly saved.
我们看两处圣经，就让我们真正的知道为什么神要给我们律法。
Let's look at two passages to see why God has given us the law.
罗马书第三章十九二十两节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and verse 20.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Romans chapter 3 verse 19 and verse 20. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in the sight by observing the law. Rather, it is through the law we become conscious of sin.
所以很坦白地讲，律法不是叫我们人没有罪。
So the law is not intended so that we are without sin.
给你一些规条，你照着做，你就没有罪了。
To give you a few rules to follow, if you follow them, then you are without sin.
这个不是律法的用意。
This is not the purpose behind the law.
律法的用意是给我们一面镜子。
The purpose of a law is as if we have a mirror.
让我们从律法的上面看出来，原来我是一个罪人。
It's through the observing of the law, or through the understanding of these laws, that we recognize that we are with sin.
加拉太书第三章
，Galatians chapter 3,
更进一步的跟我们解释这件事情
，is even more clear in terms of explaining this to us.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救之礼既然来到，我们从此就不在师傅的手下了。
What verse is it?
24-25, chapter 3.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 and verse 25. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到神给我们律法，就好像一个训蒙的师傅一样。
So dear brothers and sisters, the law was given to us as if a teacher was given, a teacher that guides us is given to us.
我想我们中间很少是有训蒙师傅的，训蒙的师傅，这是一个从小的时候开始要学习的时候，他给你一个叫训蒙的师傅。
Very, 启蒙啊。Very, very few of us has actually had a teacher that has brought us since we were young, as we become older, to understand what is the truth of life.
那从前以色列人在他们家里的小孩子到了某一个年岁。他家里的这佣人就是他们的训蒙师傅。
As an Israelite, as you are growing up, as a kid grows up, it is a servant that starts becoming the disciple or becomes the teacher of this child.
年轻人，你们听听啊！以色列人小孩子的时候，爸爸妈妈不叫他们的。
Young children, young people among us, you need to understand that as the young Israelites were growing up, it was not their parents that were teaching them.
他们这个负责他们自己生活的时候，就把他们孩子的教养啊，就交给家里面的老佣人。
And what they did was they would give the responsibility of raising that child to the servant, to the older servant that was taking care of the household.
这些老佣人。这个跟他们一起吃饭，有的时候跟他们一起睡觉，然后每天一早就带领这小主人去上学。
The servants will take care of their daily necessities. They will sleep with them. They will take care of their meals. And in the morning, we'll also take them to the synagogues to learn.
因此上，一个小主人小时候是仆人的仆人。
So a young master, though by the name young master, he was actually a servant of the servant.
但是一到了这个小主人成年了这个环境这个情况整个的转变过来。
But when this young master becomes an adult,becomes head of the household, then the relationship changes.
因为这个小主人今天变成真正的主人。
Because this young master has now become the true master of the house.
这个顺蒙的师傅现在变成他的仆人。
Now this teacher reverts back to his position as a servant.
所以这个是当初的这个以色列人的这样子的一种社会的情这个状况。
And this was a cultural phenomenon during that period of time for the Israelites.
所以当神赐给以色列人律法的时候就好像给了以色列一个训蒙的师傅。
So when God gave the people, the Israelites, the law, it was as he was giving them a teacher.
训蒙师傅是教导他让他能够好好的学习上学的这些人。
This teacher was given so that these kids would learn how to go to school or what they are learning at school.
但是这个训蒙的师傅并不是他真正的师傅。
But this teacher is not his true master or this young child's teacher.
在他成年之后这个训蒙的师傅在他的身上一点权柄都没有。
Because once this child becomes adult, this teacher no longer holds sway over the actions of this master.
所以使徒保罗就用这个来做例子解释给加拉太的教会。
So the apostle Paul used this example to explain the purpose of the law to the Jews.
他是律法只不过是个训蒙的师傅。
He says that the law was just put there to be to lead us.
因为这些人从小就告诉啊，可以走这里，要走那里，这样子不安全，那样子安全。你早上要起床，然后要去上学，这都是训蒙师傅做的事。
And what this teacher would do is say, you can do this, you cannot do that. You're allowed to go this way, but you shouldn't go that way. This is what you need to. You need to wake up in the morning. You need to go to school.
但是他没有办法。教导更高的学识，特别是让你知道将来怎么样子立身处世，做一个主人。他没有这个程度。
But this teacher, though he is able to instruct this young child, he does not have the ability to teach this child how to live their lives or to put value systems in this life.
他说，训蒙师傅的一个目的。是引你们将来到那个真正的主人那里。
He says that the purpose of these teachers is to actually lead these people to the true master.
训蒙的师傅不是你主人。
The teacher himself is not the master.
但是虽然你要听他的话。
Even though you are to obey it.
他在小的时候，你假如说是因为他是个老仆人，他说你不要走这里走，你偏要走这里走，他可以管教你。
If you're as a child and the teacher, even though he was an old servant, he says that you should not go this path, but yet you decide to go this path, he has the right to discipline you.
因为他的目的是要让你知道将来有一个真正的主人。
Because the purpose of this servant is for the young master to know that there, in the future there is a true master.
这个就是当你成年之后你才了解哦原来我的爸爸才是这个家里的家主。
As that when you become an adult, you realize that my father is indeed the master of this household.
因为他从前他都没有机会听到真正主人的话，都是听这个训蒙师傅的话。
Because as the child was growing up, he was never led by his father, but rather was taught by this teacher.
所以保罗说神赐给以色列人律法就是这样子的用意。
And that is why Paul writes that the reason why God gave the Israelites the law is with the same purpose.
让你先学习怎么样子做一个顺服的孩子。
is learn how to be first to become obedient.
然后让你能够见到这个真正的主人。
Then you will be led to the true master.
这个真正的主人就是神的儿子基督耶稣。
And that master is God's son, Jesus Christ himself.
所以这里就二十五节讲这个因信得救的你既然来到，这就是讲到这位真主人来了。
And in verse 25, it says, now that the faith has come, this faith is referring to the true master.
我们从此就不在师傅的手下了。
We are no longer under the supervision of the law or under the teacher.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个律法只不过是训练我们将来能够有资格跟随这位真正的老师。
This law was intended so that we will then be able to follow the true master.
迅猛的师傅永远不会把我造成一个独立的人物。
A teacher of the law will never be able to make me become the person that I am to become.
一直要等到我见到了这个真正的家主，就是他的父亲。
Only when I come into contact or into relationship with the true master of the household would I know who I can become.
到这个时候，我就知道做主人是什么意思。
At that time, I will know what it means to be a master.
我才知道做一个真正的好的公民要有一些什么样子的生活行为。
And I will know what it truly means to live a life to be a citizen of God's kingdom.
律法只不过是训蒙的师傅而已。
The law itself is but a teacher.
目的是要我们认识将来的救主。
With the purpose of allowing us to come into relationship with our true Savior.
那么第八节就讲到了，律法原是好的，只要人用得合宜。
Verse 8 says that law is good if it's used according and properly.
所以到这里为止，我们听到好像讲，这只不过是个训蒙师傅，那照这样讲起来，这个律法没有什么价值啊。
And up to here, we talk that the law is like a teacher, really has no value.
不是这个样子。
That is not true.
律法有它的地位，有它的功用。
The law has its position, has its purpose.
只要我们用得当，这个律法是好的。
If we use it properly, then this law is good.
因为律法是神给的。
Because the law was given by God.
神不会给我们不好的东西。
God will not give us something that is bad.
那么这个在真正的这个意义上面呢，律法它的最重要的一个功用就是让我们能够明白神的旨意。
The main purpose of God's law is so that we will know the will of God.
我们常常要想知道神的旨意。
Oftentimes we ask, what is the will of God?
神的旨意怎么知道?
How do we know what is the will of God?
要到神的律法里面去。
We need to go and study God's law.
神的律法不是一个让我们能够成为一个完全的人的这一样东西。
God's law cannot make us perfect.
但是律法有一个功用，就是让我们一进入律法，我就能够知道神是这样子的一位神。
But when we study the law of God, we will understand the attributes, the characteristics of God.
律法把神的他的本性显明在我们面前。
God's law becomes indicates or reveals to us God's characters.
我们可以回去看一下诗篇第十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇第十九篇第七到第九节。
Psalm 17, verse 7 through verse 9.
整个的诗篇十九篇都是讲说神的荣耀。
The entire Psalm 19 talks about the glory of God.
讲到神 在多方面彰显他的智慧，彰显他的大能，彰显他的啊这个啊这个目的，是一个荣耀的一个篇章。
In this psalm, which is a glorious psalm, it talks about how God is revealed, God's wisdom is revealed, God's might is revealed, and God's purpose is revealed.
我们看第七节到第九节。
Verse 7 through verse 9 in Psalm chapter 19.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心，耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
Psalm 19 verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever, and the ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
那弟兄姊妹，在这三节里头讲到主，讲到神六方面。
In these three verses, it talks about six attributes of God.
每一个节里头讲两样。
Every verse talks about two acts, two
attributes. 律法，然后法度，训词，然后命令，道理，然后典章。
He says the law, the statutes, the precepts, the commands, the understanding as well as the ordinances.
这六样其实是指的一样事情。
All six is referring to one thing.
都是指的神的话。
Is referring to the word of God.
神的话是律法，神的话是法度、训词、这个命令、道理、典章，都是讲的神的话。
The law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the commands of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord and the ordinances of the Lord, these are all referring to the word of God.
这六样东西它有一个目的，就是要把神的心意、神的旨意在我们的面前显明出来。
The purpose of these is so that God's will is revealed to us.
所以他说律法原是好的。
That is why it states that the law is good.
是这个好的原文的意思是有用的。
Is good means it's useful. It's
不是说是我们有的时候讲的空的，这个很好，好在什么地方
？Oftentimes say this is good, but why is it good?
这个地方讲的好的就是它是有功用的。
When here it says that the law is good, it means that the law is useful.
神的话是有功效的。
That God's word is with purpose.
是表明出神的旨意来。
It is effective and it can reveal the will of God.
那么九十这两节就跟着讲神的律法是为着不义的人立的。
In verse 9, verse 10, it says that the law was made for the unrighteous.
指出来他们的不义。
It points out the unrighteousness of that person's action.
用十诫来做他的背景。
He used the Ten Commandments as a background.
弟兄姊妹，也许有人讲，哦，原来律法是为不义的人立的，那我这个义人倒是不需要懂了。
Some people might say, "Wow, since the law was established for the unrighteous, now I'm a righteous person, so I have no need for these laws."
弟兄姊妹，我很这个不想讲这个，但是我要告诉你，按照神的话，一个义人都没有，所以你绝对不是个义人。
According to God's word, there is not one righteous man, not even one.
那么也可以讲，神的话就是为了你写的。
So that is why God's word was written for you.
因为我们假如不读神的话，我们还不晓得自己坏。
If we do not study the word of God, we do not even know that we are bad.
还不知道自己坏到一个程度是万劫不复。
We do not even know that the things we are bad to such an extent that we are unsavable.
我们觉得自己义，是因为我们不明白罪到底是什么。
We feel that we are righteous because we do not understand what it means to sin.
我们很容易来宽恕自己，自己想一些可怕的一些事情，做一些暗中做一些可怕的事情，但是我们都跟自己找一个借口，神大概不会在意这个，因为我只不过暂时气愤做了这些事。So
oftentimes we justify our actions by saying that these are done out of our emotions. So God himself will not look too harsh upon what we have done.
所以律法是为着罪不义的人写的，换句话说，就是为着你写的，为着我写的。Now
the law is made for the unrighteous. That means that the word of God was given for you and for me.
用律法来指出我们的不义。
And it is through these laws that we see how sinful we are.
我们知道神的律法，基本上是有十条。We
know that when we look at God's laws, there's basically 10 commandments.
那是所有律法的总纲。
And those 10 laws are basically a summary of all the other laws.
这第一条到第四条是讲到人与神的关系。The
first through the fourth commandment talks about man's relationship with God.
第五条到第十条是讲到我们与其他人的关系。And
the fifth through the tenth commandment talks about our relationship with others.
所以下面这第九、第十这两节就讲到了这十诫是些什么。So
in verse 9, verse 10, it talks about the Ten Commandments. What are they?
从第一节到第四节，是包括在第哪一节里头？是第一、第四，是包括在第九节的。除掉了最后一句，这前面那四句话是讲到这个。第一法到第四法的内容。The
first four commandments can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, the first part of verse 9.
一直到弑父母和杀人的，那个是归于后面的，前面这个就是讲到第一到第四节，在这个第九节里头。And
if you have an English Bible, it's the parts before the semicolon, before it says, for those who kill their fathers or mothers.
我们现在来看一看第九节，它是律法，不是为义人设立的，我刚才讲了，是为不义的人设的，乃是为不法和不服的这些人设立的。Verse
9, it says, we all know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and the rebels.
这个就是讲到我们跟神的关系。It
talks about the ungodly and the sinful. It talks about our relationship with God.
因为我们是不法的。Because
we are lawbreakers.
所以我们是不服的。So
therefore we are rebels.
为什么我们不顺服神?
Why is it that we rebel against God?
因为我们是不法的。Because
we are lawbreakers.
我们常常做坏事。 我们就希望神不存在，神不存在，那我就可以任意妄为。We
do all these things that are bad, and we're hoping that God doesn't exist so that we can do whatever our heart desires.
所以在一个无神的社会里头，是一个很可怕的地方。So
in a society where there is no God, it is a very dangerous society.
因为他没有惧怕。Because
they have no fear.
他不服。
They can rebel.
因为他不相信他会犯法。
Because they don't believe that they can go and do anything against the law.
我不高兴，我可以杀一个人，只要其他人不看见。
I'm allowed to murder if no other people can see it.
可是，假如你知道 世上的人都没有看见神看见的。
However, if you know that even if everybody in this world does not know what you have done, but God himself knows,
所以这样子当你拿着一个刀要杀人的时候不只是东张西望你还要到天上看一看。
When you want to stab somebody, when you want to kill somebody, not only do you look whether or not anybody sees you, but you still have to look up to heaven and see if God's looking down.
所以一个不法的人他是一个不服的人。
So that is why a lawbreaker will always be somebody that rebels.
第二个一个不虔诚的人是一个犯罪的人。
Second is a person is ungodly, he will be sinful.
所谓虔诚就是讲到这个人根本不顺服神不像神 ungodly, 不像神的样子。
A person that is ungodly is one that is unlike God.
所以这种人是不停地犯罪的。
So this person will continue to commit sins.
然后第三方面就是不圣洁的他就很自然的就贪念世俗。
And if a person is unholy, he will desire the things of this world.
我们常常看到弟兄姊妹们中间，哎呀，很明显的爱世界爱到一个程度啊！那这个爱世界三个字写在脸上。
Sometimes we see among brothers and sisters that they love this world so much that we can. It seems like they have that I love the world printed on their face.
那弟兄姊妹，你不相信，你考考我好了。
If you do not believe me, you can ask me.
你可以讲，朱长老，我爱不爱世界？
And so you can say, Elder Chu, do I love the world?
我看看你，我就晓得那个字有多大。
I will look at you and I'll tell you how deep that imprint is.
你就没有办法不爱世界。
You can't help but love the world.
因为你脱离了神。
Because you do not have that relationship with God anymore.
你不圣洁，因为只有圣洁的人他才是跟神在一起的。
You are not holy because only those who are holy have that relationship with God.
什么人能够登圣山？什么人能够进入到神的面前？那是圣洁的人。
Who can enter the holy temple? Who can climb the holy mountain? Only those who are righteous and godly.
因此上，不圣洁的人，也就是贪念世俗的。
So that is why those who are unholy are also the ones that desire the things of this world.
因此上以上这三句、都是讲到我们跟神的关系。
The first three that we talked about are all about our relationship with our God.
因为我们跟神的关系不正常，所以我们是属于不服的，属于犯罪的，属于世俗的。
Because of our irregular relationship with our God, therefore we become lawbreakers. We are rebels. We are those that desire the things of this world.
那么下面啊，就是这个第五戒到第九戒，就是下面这几句的背景。
And then we know the fifth through the ninth commandment can be found in the following verse.
也许我们翻到出埃及记二十章啊，那里啊讲到这个十诫。
And if we turn to Exodus chapter 20, we'll be able to find the Ten Commandments.
我们对照了来看，可能能够给我们更多的帮助。
And if we cross-reference these, we'll have a better. It might be more beneficial to us.
所以第九节的最后这一句啊，明显的是指的第五诫讲的，是父母和杀人的。
In verse 9, it says, those who kill their fathers or mothers for murders is referring to the fifth commandment.
是父母是第五戒。
The fifth commandment talks about, when you kill your parents, it is against the fifth commandment.
对不对？我们应该要孝敬父母，但是这些人是杀父母的。
We should honor our parents.Our father and our mother, but here these people are killers of their parents.
然后下面的一戒就是第六戒，讲到你不可以这个杀人。
sixth commandment, it says that you shall not murder.
所以这一句讲弑父母和杀人的，所以包括了第五戒跟第六戒。
So for those who kill their fathers or mothers for murderers, this is referring to the fifth and the sixth commandment.
然后下面这一句话第十节的第一开始，明显的是讲到行淫和青蓝色的。
And in verse 10 at the beginning, it says, for adulterers and perverts, it is referring to the seventh commandment.
这个是违反第七戒。
And this is against the seventh commandment.
第七戒讲说 you shall not commit adultery. 你不可以去犯奸淫，是不是？
The seventh commandment talks about you shall not commit adultery.
那么在此地把犯奸淫变成行淫的和青蓝色的。
In verse 10, it says that these adulterers are referring to not just adulterers, but also perverts.
这个同性恋呢，不只是今天才有的，今天是泛滥，但是开始是从人类开始，可能这个罪就已经存在了。
Homosexuality is not just something that is...that occurs today, it's more prevalent today, but homosexuality, this irregular relationship existed from probably the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我特别要提出来的就是这个罪是很大的一个罪。
One thing I would like to bring up to brothers and sisters, that this is a grave sin.
不是一件小事啊，我自己的选择，我不喜欢女的，我喜欢男的。
It is not a choice.That you can make, that I like boys or I don't like girls, but rather it is a sin.
今天许多的人都讲，哇，这个是天生的，你没有办法改变的。
Some people say that I was born to be a homosexual, that is something that is unchangeable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是撒旦讲的。
Dear brother and sister, that is a lie from Satan.
这个不是事实。
This is not the truth.
有些人天生就喜欢喝酒。
Some people are born alcoholics.
其他的人喝酒没问题，这个人一喝酒马上就上瘾。
Some people will drink and they will not become addicted, but these people, because once they start drinking, they become addicted.
所以这个上瘾，喜欢上瘾，容易上瘾的人是天生的。
So addiction could be from birth.
但是他不一定要变成这个醉猫啊。
But that doesn't mean that he needs to be a drunk.
我就喜欢喝酒。
I enjoy drinking.
我一看人喝酒，我就想喝。
I see people drink and I want to drink.
但是我知道我有个问题。
But I know I have this problem.
我一喝就想多喝。
If I start drinking, I can't stop.
所以呢，神让我知道我该做的一件事。
So God has taught me what I'm not supposed to do.
不要碰酒。
I need to stay away from drinks, from alcohol.
所以我家里头有一些吃风食的酒。
I have some, for arthritis, drinks for arthritis.
很灵。
It is very useful.
是一位爱主的弟兄送我的。
It is a remedy that was given by a brother in Christ.
这位弟兄讲啊。长老啊，这是我父亲亲自到山里面去采来的这些宝贵的这个药材，现在把它制成了酒。那是你假如说是有什么筋骨痛啊，一喝绝对保证你的马上的疼痛就止。
And this brother told me that this wine or this drink was prepared by my father who went into the mountains to collect all these herbs and they made it into this wine. And so if you feel, if any of your joints are hurting, if you drink it, it is a great remedy for it.
我家里还有一瓶这个酒。
That bottle is still at home.
我从来没有碰过。
I have never opened it.
我不敢碰。
I'm afraid to open it.
谁在碰啊？
So who's drinking it?
师母在碰。
Mrs. Chu drinks it, man.
他的这个筋骨一不好啊，来一杯。
Whenever she feels pains in her joints, she will drink from this bottle.
一喝马上就好。
As soon as she drinks,
她喝完了这个酒嘛，你不可以喝。
After she drinks it, she looks at me and says, "You can't drink from it."
所以我家里人是不公平的。
So it is seems to be unfair at home.
我为什么讲这个
？Why is it I'm sharing with you this?
同性恋这个东西，有很多人的确是生下来有这个倾向。
Indeed, maybe homosexuality, this tendency was with from birth.
但是你可以不去做这个事。
But you can choose not to live that lifestyle.
有许多从同性恋里的又出来的一些弟兄姊妹，他们做这样子的见证。
And there are many brothers and sisters that exited this lifestyle, and they gave this kind of testimony.
所以不要去听信那些谎言啊！我天生就这样的，没有办法。
So do not believe in the lie that says that I was born with it, therefore I have no choice.
所以第七节里头跟我们特别讲到这一件可怕的事情。
So verse 7
是青蓝色的。
The seventh commandment says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." In verse 10, it clarifies it by saying, "It is the law is for the adulterers as well as the perverts."
下面又讲抢人口和说谎话的。
And following it says, "Is for the slave traders and the liars."
因为在当时啊，这有一种现象。
Because in those days there was this thing that occurs.
比现在可能还要严重，就是专门去抓人家的小孩子来卖。
It's more prevalent in those days than it is today, and it is child abduction, so they become child slavery.
的确好像是这样子。我记得当初我住在乡下的时候，常常有小孩子失踪。
I remember when I was a kid growing up in the villages that there were oftentimes children gone missing.
从小我就记得有人来讲，哎。假如有任何人把一个东西放到你脸上，说是你闻一闻，但你千万不要闻。
I remember when I was growing up, somebody kept on reminding us that if somebody places something in front of you, asking you to smell it, to inhale it, do not.
从前在乡下，常常小孩子就失踪。
Often, many times when I was a kid, children would disappear.
所以这里特别就讲到抢人口和说谎话的。
So here it says the slave traders and the liars.
说谎话的我们知道是第九戒，是不是？
And we know that the liars, the perjurers are referring to the ninth commandment.
那个第抢人口就可以讲它是用的来代替第八戒。
Slave traders could be referring to the eighth commandment.
第八戒告诉我们，你们不可以偷窃。
The eighth commandment tells us that you shall not steal.
你偷人家的孩子，那是偷窃这个最重大的一个罪。
If there's child abduction, that is if you are stealing.
最后啊，最后他讲到。这个为别样敌正道的是邪劣的。
And finally, it says that, and it's also for whatever else in contrary to the sound doctrine.
这个就包括了其他一切违背真理正道的事情。
And this encompasses all that is against the truth.
不只是上面的这十条。还有许许多多抵挡真道的这事情，都是啊，在教会里都会发生的。
Not only against, not just against the Ten Commandments, people that commit sins against the Ten Commandments, but also including those that are not included in it.
那么，为什么保罗要特别的来这个讲说这些事情
？Why is it that Paul has to indicate these things out?
因为这是照着可称颂之神教导我荣耀福音说的。
Because this was entrusted to Paul by God.
神把他的荣耀的福音交给了保罗。
Because God himself has entrusted the glorious gospel to Paul.
这个福音里头最重要的一件事情就是讲到人都是有罪的。
The basis of this glorious gospel is that all men are sinners.
都是没有公义的。
None is righteous.
所以假如我们传福音，我们不把罪这件事情指点出来，我们没有传福音。
When we share the gospel and we do not bring up the topic of sin, we are not sharing the gospel.
假如我们传福音，没有把神的公义这一方面表明出来，我们也没有传福音。
When we share the gospel and we do not talk about the righteousness of God, we are not sharing the true gospel.
因为保罗从神那里领受了这个传福音的责任，所以他知道他所跟随的这位神是什么样子的一位神。
Because God was entrusted by God this gospel, he knows who God is or what God is like.
他知道真正的福音是什么。
He knows what the true gospel is.
真正的福音就是让世人都承认他是罪人。
The true gospel will make a person recognize that he himself is a sinner.
只有神的儿子耶稣基督是真正的救主。
That the only way for this remedy to be saved is through his precious son.
除此之外都不能够被称为荣耀的福音。
Besides this message, there is no other message that can be called the glorious gospel.
上面这许许多多的都是从反面来说明这些不可能是称义的。
Previously, we talked about from a negative aspect how you cannot become righteous by not doing these.
因为保罗知道什么是真福音，什么是福音所必须要具备的内容。
Because Paul himself knows what is the true gospel and what is the necessary ingredients that should be included in this gospel.
我们今天传的福音传的太不像神所要求的那些标准。
It is unfortunate that today when we share the gospel, we do not share this complete gospel.
我们不敢讲罪的事。
We're afraid to talk about sin.
只怕一讲罪人都跑掉了。
We're afraid that if we breach the subject, people will turn away and will no longer be willing to hear from us.
我们不去讲到这个罪的事。
If we do not talk about sin,
怕得罪人。
We're afraid that we might offend people.
所以啊，我们就是去重啊，就轻，我们去讲，你若是信了主啊，你心里面就喜乐平安。
So what we do instead is we choose the things that might be more pleasing to people. We say that if you trust in God, you will have joy and you will have peace.
你若是有了耶稣啊，将来你就可以上天堂。
If you have Jesus, you will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个天堂的福音，成功的福音是今天的福音。
The gospel of heaven, the prosperity gospel, is a gospel that is preached today.
信了神怎么好怎么好。
It talks about that if you accept Christ, accept Jesus, your life will be good.
信了神有一件最好的事情。
The truth is, after you become a Christian, there is one great thing.
不是说是上天堂。也不是发财升官等等。
It is not about going to heaven. It is not about being prosperous in your life.
信了神之后，你就永远不死。
The best thing is that after you become a Christian, after you trust in God, you will have eternal life.
假如你不想死，你就信耶稣。
If you do not want to die,
这个就是真福音。
If you do not want to die, then believe in Jesus Christ.
其他的都是周边的一些话。
All the things are peripheral.
真正的就是神说，你呀，如今是在沉沦里头。你若是有了我的儿子耶稣，你这个就离开了罪，你就可以永远不死。
The truth is this. Today you are condemned. And unless you accept Jesus Christ, my son,As your Savior, you will be condemned.
你要离开罪，归向神。
You need to leave that lifestyle of sin to approach God.
除他以外，别无拯救。
For with the other than Jesus himself, there is no other way to be saved.
所以这个在天下人间，神没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So that is in heaven and earth, there is no other name in which we can be saved.
这就是为什么我们要信耶稣。
This is why we need to believe in Jesus.
为什么我们要听福音。
This is why we need to hear the gospel.
不只是听福音，我们要抓住这个福音。
Not only to hear this gospel, but to grasp to this promise.
讲老实话，你不信耶稣，你就是死路一条。
If you do not believe in God, you will be condemned for eternity.
这是事实。
This is the truth.
我们可以讲的天花乱坠，最后的结论就这个。
We can argue all day long, but the truth is, that is what the result will be.
我的盼望就是弟兄姊妹们，今天在此地的将来，我们都永远在天上。
My desire for today, as far as eternity, is that we will be in heaven.
这是我的祷告。
That is my prayer.
我们同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这段时间。
Lord, we thank you for the time.
让我们能够明白圣经福音的真理。
That we can understand the true meaning behind the gospel.
没有福音，我们就要沉沦。
Without the gospel, we are condemned.
我们就是永远是罪人。
That we will eternally be sinners.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
凡是有罪的，都可以悔改。来到主耶稣的面前。
Those who are with sin can repent and come return back to our Lord Jesus.
不需要经过任何的仪式。
We do not have to go through any rituals.
也不必选择任何的时间跟地方。
We do not need to choose the right time or place.
随时随地，人都可以得救。
Anytime, anywhere, man can be saved.
因为你要拯救世上所有的人。
For you desire to save all in this world.
主啊，我们要永远称颂你。
Lord, we want to praise you for eternity.
盼望我们每一个人都能够信耶稣。
That all will come to know you.
因他的名，我们祷告。
And we pray in his name.
Amen.
Amen.